Experts are trying to get ahead of a new tree-killing disease before it hits Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Anyone who had to pay a lot of money to cut down dead ash trees in their yard remembers a pest called the emerald ash borer. In our region, we've had a lot of pests and diseases that kill trees, and now experts have their eye on a disease that kills black walnut trees. You might have a black walnut tree in your yard. There are a lot of them in Michigan. The lumber is beautiful, and the trees are also important to people who grow them for the nut. Michael Doherty is the president of the Michigan Nut Growers Association. It's a group of nut and fruit enthusiasts, ranging from backyard growers to small commercial-scale producers. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This disease is called thousand cankers disease, and it's caused by a fungus. The fungus is carted around by a beetle called the walnut twig beetle. What worries you about this disease?
The major concern is that it can cause a complete die-off of the tree if it gets into the tree. We know that it is in the eastern range, so it has shown up in Tennessee, and it is on the move. Right now, it is in Ohio. We've seen it in Pennsylvania as well. And so we see it right beyond our horizon, and it is coming.
And when you say on the move, the beetle's been found in Pennsylvania and Ohio, but we don't know that the disease has been found there yet?
Right. But the fungus has been closely associated with the beetle. And so it is a fair assumption that the disease is coming with it.
Is there any evidence that the disease is in Michigan yet?
Not yet. It hasn't been reported in any of the state, neither the beetle nor any signs of die-off yet.
And what should people look for in their trees?
You'd actually have to be starting by looking at the twigs. The beetle causes very small holes. It'll just riddle the branches with holes. The tree might be able to put up with that, but if it carries the fungus as well, it will essentially strangle the tree, and the tree will die. So you would see a sudden collapse of the tree.
Researchers at Purdue University are working as fast as they can to find out what attracts and what repels the twig beetle. And they found that the hybrid of the black walnut and the Carpathian walnut is somewhat repellent to the beetle. And you're helping them out by trying to find these hybrid trees.
Yeah, the hybrids are very rare. The likelihood of you walking through the woods and finding a hybrid is almost nil. But if you have one in your yard, you probably ordered it, or whoever owned the property before you probably ordered it from a nursery.
So what would you like people to do if they think they might have a hybrid walnut?
I would hope that they would contact the Michigan Nut Growers Association. We have a website that you can go on to and you can enter information. Send us any information as to whether or not you believe you have one of these. If you have one, what we will do is request about 5 or 6 nuts to look at. And we can confirm just by looking at the nut whether or not it's a hybrid.
What's the long-term hope here?
Right now, we're very early on in the process. We've already seen invasives come in and destroy so many species already. We've seen the ash tree go. We've seen the chestnut go. We've seen the American elm go as well. We don't want to see the black walnut go down this same path.
Michael Doherty is the president of the Michigan Nut Growers Association. Thank you very much.
Okay, my pleasure.
You can find out how to identify walnut trees and how to help with the research project on our website, michiganradio.org. That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.